This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The See for Yourself mission offers a look at U.S. soy exports. We'll have more right after this.
April is full of monthly observances that center around food. So whether it's National Brunch Month, National Grilled Cheese Month, or my personal favorite, National Bacon, Lettuce, and Tomato Sandwich Month, farmers can be proud of the work they do to produce the foods that people eat all over the world. So if you take part in observing any of these food-related celebrations, make sure you thank the American farmers who produce the food of all kinds to meet every dietary preference and make these celebrations of and around food so much more memorable. This message from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
The United Soybean Board recently traveled with some farmers on a See for Yourself mission to Colombia and Panama to see how soy checkoff investments impact other parts of the world and provide a return on investment. Mississippi farmer Philip Good says it was very educational.
I had the opportunity to lead a group of young farmer participants that are just an outstanding group of young farmers from various states. And we had the opportunity to journey to Panama and Colombia, where we saw firsthand the Panama Canal. We visited an aquaculture farm, a fish processing plant, and a feed mill.
One of the best parts of the trip was seeing the results of checkoff investments. As a catfish farmer, Good says their aquaculture farming was especially interesting.
It was great both for myself and for the participants to actually see the projects that we've invested in to increase demand. So I'm a catfish farmer and I have the opportunity to see what nutritious, sustainable soy does for my catfish. But then we were able to see what it did for another country. Last year, being able to see soybean meal being loaded on ships for this port to Colombia, it was a great opportunity to see where it actually landed. Visiting this aquaculture farm, we were able to see the efficiencies there, hear what they're doing, and then actually seeing that product all the way through the processing plant. Soybeans are giving employment opportunities. It's helping producers there. It's providing food.
Good added that they have a top-of-the-line aquaculture system.
Their difference there is these are actually a raceway system, so it's very much high tech where they are concentrating the fish, increasing the oxygen, increasing feeding rates, increasing the use of U.S. soy meal. All those are helping to drive our demand for U.S. soybean meal here in the United States.
For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.